Hello, everybody, and welcome to Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's first ever podcast for the week of October 27th, 2006. I'm Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Thanks so much for tuning in. Studio 1024 is a brand new weekly feature highlighting exciting news stories and events from our campuses. Here's what's making the news this week.
Fall celebrations are well underway on both the St. John's campus and at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College in Corner Brook. Mondays is an annual series of events aimed at highlighting the creativity, diversity, community service, and leadership here at Memorial. In St. John's, things kicked off in grand style on Wednesday, where the theme is I Love Mondays. Hundreds crammed into the University Center for the launch, which was hosted by Dr. Lily Walker, Dean of Student Affairs and Services, and Amy Power, a fourth-year honors psychology student and the current Miss Newfoundland and Labrador. Dr. Walker encourages the entire university community, including students, faculty, staff, alumni, and pensioners, to take in this year's events, which wrap up on Sunday.
Mondays are a fabulous festival of fun at Memorial. It's a time to celebrate our uniqueness, our spirit, and our creativity.
And there's lots still happening during I Love Mondays over the next few days. Memorial Night at the Fog Devils is set to take place Saturday at Mile One Center, while the fourth annual Burns House Truck Pull takes place on Sunday.
At Grenfell College, organizers have put together a jam-packed schedule of events. The theme on the West Coast is I Fell for Grenfell. Things got started there on Wednesday with a healthy breakfast, and the official launch took place that afternoon outside the food court. To read more about I Love Mondays and I Fell for Grenfell, please visit today.mun.ca.
The 2006 President's Report was officially launched last Friday during fall convocation ceremonies in St. John's. The annual report was issued under the theme Become. It's filled with feature stories about innovative research, amazing student and faculty profiles, and stories about Memorial service to the greater community. The report also contains a DVD with video segments drawn from the year's news. Memorial President Axel Meissen says this year's report underscores Memorial's first-class reputation as one of Canada's top post-secondary institutions and Atlantic Canada's largest university.
Well, it gives lots of facts and figures, but I think much more importantly, it gives you a feel for the place, what this university stands for, what programs it offers, and what its accomplishments and achievements have been.
As Jeff just mentioned, fall convocation ceremonies were held in St. John's on October 20th. More than 500 students crossed the stage at the Arts and Culture Center to receive their degrees. Two renowned researchers, Dr. Roy West and Dr. Kevin Keough, received the designation Professor Emeritus. Meanwhile, Memorial also awarded three honorary degrees to three well-known authors. Ingeborg Marshall is an expert on Beothic culture. Anne Hart is a writer and former head of the Center for Newfoundland Studies here at Memorial. And Dr. Allison O'Reilly Feeder taught at Memorial for nearly 40 years. She urged graduates to challenge themselves as they enter a new phase of their lives.
You don't have to go to Afghanistan, Iraq, or Africa to do your bit, but you can speak out, write, refuse to be intimidated by know-alls, march if you must, and put your hand in your pocket when you can.
In the wake of the recent outbreaks of the Norwalk virus at two Atlantic Canadian universities, the Housing Office is reminding students, faculty, and staff about the importance of washing their hands. The most effective way to prevent the transmission of this stomach virus is to wash your hands often with soap and warm water. Cook all shellfish thoroughly before eating, and wash raw vegetables before eating. There have been no reported cases of Norwalk in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Dr. Gary Gorman, Dean of the Faculty of Business, has been appointed to the new Board of Directors for the Bull Arm Site Corporation. Board members were chosen for their relevant business and industry experience to guide new marketing initiatives for the site. Their focus will be on positioning the site as a location for smaller-scale work that will benefit the local area as well as the province as a whole. The Bull Arm Site was built for the Hibernia Project in 1990.
The university is holding a pair of meetings to discuss a draft of Memorial's strategic plan. A university assembly went ahead on the St. John's campus on Thursday, October 26th. Meanwhile, an assembly will be held on Wednesday, November the 8th at 3:30 p.m. at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College in Corner Brook. At the meetings, Memorial's president, Axel Meissen, will provide an overview of the draft plan, which will be followed by an opportunity to pose questions and provide input. The purpose of the meetings is to discuss new goals, actions, and priorities for the university for the next 5 to 10 years.
Canada's ambassador to France, Claude Lavrager, spoke to the Memorial community during a visit to our St. John's campus on October 23rd. He provided details on the growing importance of Canada-France relations. The ambassador noted French companies create about 80,000 jobs in Canada and that they view our nation as a leader in education and innovation. He also stressed that there is a great opportunity to expand partnerships and said that agreements are in place in both countries to facilitate the study and work opportunities for people under the age of 35.
Well, students interested in applying for one of Memorial's most prestigious awards have until November the 30th to polish their submissions. Applications are currently being accepted for the 2007 Rothmere Foundation Fellowship. The scholarship helps students who want to continue their studies at a university of their choice in the United Kingdom. Established by Lord Rothmere, Memorial University's first chancellor, the fellowship is currently valued at about $17,000 plus university fees and certain other expenses, such as return airfare to the United Kingdom. Completed applications should be sent to the Office of the President before November the 30th. More information about this is available online at today.mon.ca.
Over 250 years of history and 2 years of collaboration among three universities have culminated in the creation of a rich archival resource now available online. The Labrador Inuit Through Moravian Eyes is a website that documents the Moravian experience in coastal Labrador from 1752. Digitization of the archive was a collaborative effort between the libraries of the University of Toronto, Memorial University, and the University of Laval. The site contains thousands of photographs, drawings, paintings, maps, and thousands of pages of text. It can be accessed through the Memorial University Library page of mon.ca.
And finally, as we wrap up yet another busy week here at Memorial, we want to take a quick look at some interesting events you might like to squeeze into your calendar. Aside from the Monday's events happening this week, here are some other things happening in the week ahead.
The Seahawks volleyball team kicks off their season at the Fieldhouse on Saturday, while the men's and women's soccer teams end their seasons at the King George V Field on Saturday and Sunday.
And as part of Mondays, there is a Halloween bash at Bitters on Friday night starting at 7. On Sunday, the Munn Botanical Garden is hosting their Halloween Howl Weekend. Also on Sunday afternoon, the Memorial Rights Book Fair takes place at the Queen Elizabeth II Library, and the Outside the Box Challenge will take place in the Phys Ed Gym. At Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, holistic health sessions, a sports challenge, Halloween party, and international student event are all part of I Fell for Grenfell.
Well, that's going to do it for our first ever podcast. Thanks to Delt for the technical assistance and to the great folks at CHMR for the use of their studio.
Studio 1024 is produced in Room 1024, the home of marketing and communications. Ivan Mazechka is our co-producer. Dave Sorensen is the glue that holds things together as our executive producer. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in 7 days.